Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
You're listening to a Countout Podcast.
Yeah!
Everybody, this is Amanda Bones
and I'm Ashley,
and this is How to Talk to Your Friend About Wrestling, the podcast, episode 26. So this particular episode will come out the Thursday before Mother's Day, so in honor of that, we are going to cover the quote-unquote mother of women's professional wrestling. She's not actually called that anywhere, but based off of everything that I read, and I read like 7 different articles, it sounds like she kind of pioneered and pushed super hard to get like women's professional wrestling to be a thing.
Yeah, and I just have to say I'm really proud of Amanda. She did so much research and like she really put a nice little thing together. I'm so proud of you because you're like deep diving now into wrestling. It's very cute.
I am so deep diving. I put together this adorable outline that I might take a picture of and throw it on the fucking Instagram because I'm so proud.
Yeah, it's very cute.
It's pink too. So today we are going to cover Mildred Burke, who was actually born Mildred Bliss. Because I'm a stat fan, as we all know, the stats are she's 5'2", 130 pounds, and she reigned supreme from 1937 to 1954.
Yeah.
So yeah, let's fucking do this.
Yeah, so she was born. I love that you put this. This is so cute. She's born August 5th, 1915, a Leo. Thanks, Amanda.
Because I hate Leos. Zodiac signs are important. I'm not going to like full-fledged read your birth chart or anything, but I do like to have a feel of what sign I'm speaking to.
Yeah.
It just helps me read you better. Anyways,
I'm
go on.
I'm different on Leos. Anyway, so as a lot of kids, I think our families were back in that time. She was the youngest of 6. So lots of kids. Mm-hmm. Her dad left when she was 11. She had like a rough life. She moved a lot, worked a lot, barely like could make ends meet for the family. Got married super young at 17, which I, again, time period. Like, I think that's just a thing that happened. Mm-hmm. And her first husband introduced her to the world of wrestling. And she loved it.
So I mean, maybe he wasn't all bad.
You know, it's like as we're like, it's coming up to not being great. But you know,
I couldn't find anything saying that he was like a douche or anything. So I don't know. Maybe it wasn't the worst, but at least she got wrestling out of it.
Yeah, I feel like first marriages back then either like completely stuck and they just like hate each other for 70 years, or it was like, oh, we just wanted to bang, so we needed to get married. So that was that. And then so technically it's like just your first boyfriend, but anyway.
It was just your first boyfriend.
You just ended up marrying them.
That's pretty legit.
Happened to my grandma. So
I mean, I got married at 20, so I can't talk about being married hella early and young.
Well, yours was a different situation.
Totally true.
Okay, so she kind of jumped into the world of wrestling and wanted to do way more than just watch wrestling. She wanted to actually wrestle, which at the time I don't believe really. I mean, maybe a couple women, but not anything that was like prevalent as far as like
from what
out.
Yeah, from what I read, it was like you would have like a sideshow woman's wrestler, but there wasn't like legit women wrestling.
Right. Her husband, of course, was like, "Ha, yeah, right. We're not doing that. Nope." And so, of course, this was also during the Great Depression, which is crazy to think about wrestling during the Great Depression, but here we are. And that's when we got the Dust Bowl, right? So like crazy sandstorms.
Yes.
And it just was like, hey, here's, I mean, not to compare to what we're currently going through, but like shit on top of shit on top of shit.
For sure.
And so she got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
She broke.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where she ended up right mm-hmm. now.
So then I think she owns the diner with her mom. So she's working there or whatever. And this local retired wrestler named Billy Wolf starts haunting the diner that they call her Millie, which I thought was adorable.
Yeah, I love it.
So he starts haunting the diner that she works at, not because he's into her, but because his doctor told him he needed to eat more fresh vegetables. Can we talk about how fucking hilarious it is that if you wanted fresh vegetables, you went to a diner? And nowadays, like, if you want fresh food, you make it at home.
Yeah, that's the exact opposite.
I think it's fucking hilarious. So Millie somehow finds out that Billy Wolf is a retired wrestler and that he has like a training center of sorts. Mm-hmm. And she just like goes to town bothering the shit out of him, trying to get him to train her. And he's like, yeah, right. You're fucking small. There's no way. You're never going to be able to do it. What makes you think that you're going to be able to do it? And she's like, I don't know. I just feel like I could do it. Let me have a chance. And then she ends up knocked up again. Her husband ended up having some like weird gland issue. So like now they have hospital bills, plus they can't afford a babysitter. So the baby's like in the diner with her.
Oh no.
So she's like even more hard up for money than she was originally. And so she just like pushed Billy to the point of saying yes. But of course, in true dickhead fashion, he's like, yeah, come train. We'll check you out. We'll see how this goes. And he like pays one of his wrestlers to body slam her on the mat.
Mm-hmm.
So he body slams her. And then she gets up and does the exact same fucking thing to him.
Well, fuck yeah.
I was like, yeah, Millie. And then within another 5-minute time span, she's like on top of the motherfucker pinning him.
Wonderful. We love to see it.
Love to see it. Billy Wolf was like, okay, all right, I see you. Let's see how this goes. And then he starts pairing her up against like larger women wrestlers, and she fucking beats all of them too.
Yeah. She was like, just to take a quick pause in our little history lesson.
Mm-hmm.
One of the it's hard to find matches of hers.
Oh yeah.
Because I know you dug around for some and I just kept finding like the same two that you
yes.
And so but like one of the matches that we watched, she was fucking unstoppable. Like she was such a good grappler and like mm-hmm. just got this woman on the ground and was like flipping over her the whole time.
Oh my god, it was amazing.
Yeah.
She was a powerhouse.
Okay, so of course, what do you do when you're a wrestler and you need some quick paper dollars? You
paper dollars. Heck yeah, you do.
So Billy Wolf took her Millie to the circus slash sideshow, mm-hmm. and was, you know, hey, anyone who wants to challenge her, she'll wrestle you. She changed her name to Mildred Burke. Or he changed her name, right?
Yeah, he just like one day decided to call her Mildred Burke and didn't say anything to her beforehand.
I think Millie Bliss sounds so much cooler.
I thought so too.
Anyway, trash men, trash. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so anyway, but the name stuck, so she kept it. They at one point got married, so she must have left the first husband.
Yeah.
Got married to this man, because I mean, of course you do, right?
Yeah. You always marry your manager.
Exactly. But you know, he was a womanizer, and so their marriage was not monogamous. And for that time period, I was just like, well, I mean, they probably a little bit of judgment, but if they're, you know, going around the circus, I guess I get it. But anyway,
I don't know. Part of me is like, I feel like at this point being like cheating on your wife is like a rite of passage for men.
Especially in this time frame, like,
yeah,
it's just like everyone was just, yeah, screw it. But of course, like, men could cheat on their wives, but if a woman did it, then it was not good.
Blasphemy.
Yeah, so he trained a bunch of women as well, and just like was a womanizer and sleeping around and just being a general trash can person. But during this time in the 30s, she wrestled over 200 men. So 200 mm-hmm. men challenged her, and she only lost to one of them.
Dang.
So just like a stone cold hardcore woman. I don't know what to say.
Stone cold fox. I mean, she was pretty much a stone cold fox.
She was gorgeous.
Yeah. I love the eyebrows back in that day. They were so thin.
So the thinnest, just beep.
Just like a line.
Yeah, I could never. So yeah, he cheated on her constantly, probably fathered some children along the way. So they ended up divorced.
Yep.
And it did not end well, of course.
Of course not.
So he tried to
basically he just like blacklisted her.
Yeah. So he just kind of blacklisted her from everything and tried to get her not on the circuit of like circuses and sideshows anymore and out of wrestling, basically.
100%. It was some bullshit. And then, so after their first carnival season, Billy moved Mildred into small arenas wrestling men, which, so for the time period that she started wrestling, I guess like intergender wrestling was illegal, but nobody was keeping tabs on it. So like, you could even like, I found a promotion flyer where like they flat out say she's gonna wrestle a man. So like, you could promote it, you could host it, you could fucking do it, and like, although it was banned, it was still totally happening.
I thought that was, don't tell, right?
Yeah, I thought that was fucking hilarious. So her first big arena match was against a male wrestler named Cliff Johnson, and she beat his ass in 7 minutes.
Damn.
Because she's fucking badass. But this wasn't enough to make women's wrestling a legitimate sport, and they were caught in a pickle because promoters wanted to know that you could draw a crowd if they booked you, but in order to be able to draw a crowd, you had to get a fucking match. So it was just like this weird thing where it was like, oh, well, can you draw? Well, I don't know. Can you give me a match? Well, no, but can you draw? And so that went on for fucking ever, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's still a thing today for like local bands. Yeah. Oh, we're not going to give you a Friday night spot if you could draw. Well, we won't know if we can draw unless you give us the Friday night spot.
Exactly.
But whatever. So Billy hooked Millie up to fight this other chick named Clara Mortensen.
Mm-hmm.
He was some bigwig from some wrestling show out in California. Kind of a similar story, came up through vaudevillian acts and stuff. But like, I guess whoever was managing her was doing it well, because she was a fairly big name within the wrestling scene.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to boost Millie into stardom, they decided to like match them up a bunch. But since Clara was the bigger name, they like rigged all the matches so that Clara would win.
Oh, lame.
That's super bullshit, in my opinion. So the crowds get bigger. Everybody's super enjoying this. But at the back of everything, like, Millie's getting pissed she has to lose all the time because she's a fucking phenomenal wrestler. So it sucks that she's, like, purposely losing.
Yeah, she's got to take the hit for someone who's just slightly bigger of a name.
They straight journeymaned her, and I think that that's bullshit. So she was like, I'm just going to make it impossible to beat me. So she just started fucking with Clara and like wouldn't let her pin her.
She no-sold that shit.
Yeah, dude. So matches would just go on forever. And then finally on January 28th, 1937, out of the blue, seemingly, Millie decided to stop losing and beat Clara in like a full-on fucking upset.
Yeah, it said she got the women's world championship.
Yes, which they fucking, because nothing was regulated in women's wrestling, they straight fought about who had the women's championship the entire rest of their lives.
Yeah, that's I mean, that's so nuts. But yeah. I was gonna say too that she actually worked for NWA.
Yeah.
So yeah, she just they went back and forth for forever. And I believe that but neither of those matches that we watched were her and Clara.
No, I couldn't find any her and Clara matches. It was the weirdest thing.
Again, this is 1937, so I get it. Like, it's probably, like, who's recording fucking wrestling matches in 1937 to show people, you know?
Exactly.
Totally get it.
And I think the ones that I have, like, the two matches I found, one was in the 40s and one was in the 50s.
Yeah, and they were, like, newsreels to kind of get people to come out, which is hilarious. Yeah,
pretty funny stuff.
So
anybody could say that they were the champion. That's the craziest part. Like some random, like if I had been around in the 30s, 40s, 50s, I could have just been like, I'm the fucking champion, and nobody could say shit about it.
True. Yeah. Like, I mean, yeah, we can go around saying, hey, we're the tag team champs.
Eventually Millie did win a belt.
Well, yeah, once wrestling kind of progressed a little bit more, you can kind of like, she did go into more of NWA and she did win a lot through them as well. At this point, nah. Just walk around and say, hey, I won. And you know, if you have a shitty competitor, they're going to say they won. While Clara's career kind of puttered out, Millie's continued and she was basically unstoppable. Her and Billy did end up traveling everywhere. Again, he was probably cheating on her the whole time, but I mean,
yeah.
And yeah, she was just making a huge name for herself in wrestling. So she had a huge obstacle when it came to NWA though, because women were banned from the yearly NWA conferences. So she felt it diminished the importance of women in professional wrestling. Not cool. It clearly does. If you don't have any women there to represent themselves, like, yeah, that's a shithead move. Yeah, she actually was told to wait in the lobby of a hotel in Chicago while they talked about her future behind the closed doors, and she had to wait and see what they've decided. But it ended up being that her ex-husband now was in charge of her whole future.
And sucks.
Yeah, that's fucking shitty. After the meeting, NWA declined to recognize women's wrestling. And while Billy Wolf got to keep his stake of the shares that they made, she did not. And while many women were like super loyal to him still, she ended up saying, fuck you, I'm out.
Rightfully so, I would say.
Yes. So, I read this when you were doing your research, but I read this on Wikipedia, but I thought it was really interesting. So she was like, just like so emotionally wrecked. She was exhausted, but she still wanted to continue wrestling more for herself than anybody else. And so she wrestled her ex-husband's fucking daughter-in-law.
Oh, snap.
And there was like legit heat between them. Like they hated each other.
Oh shit.
It took place in August 1954 in Atlanta. It was a grudge match that quickly became a shoot fight. So basically,
oh, they fucking God,
beat the shit out of each other for real.
Nice. That's fucking crazy.
So of course the guy paid off the referee to like make sure that his daughter-in-law won. Burke ended up giving up the first like legitimate fall because she wanted to come back for the second one and be like really kick her ass into the second one. But the second fall never happened because the officials called off the match.
Fuck.
It got that brutal.
Damn.
She also got to keep the title she was currently holding because she had not lost technically.
Well, that's fucking cool.
Because she needed two falls to lose and she only had one. So anyway, everything kind of started to diminish after that because a lot of people didn't think it was a clean win, of course. Mm. And because Billy Wolf really pushed his daughter-in-law at the time. So, stupid. Of course, right? So she kind of was, you know, defeated, and then she was just kind of heartbroken over the whole thing. So she basically retired sometime in the 50s, shortly after that. I think it was 1955.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. So, but she didn't fully leave the sport. She stuck around and she promoted women's wrestling, and she really fought to get recognized. She started numerous women's wrestling associations, both nationally and internationally, to help push women's wrestling. To make it like a legitimate sport, which it is, but we're still trying to make it legitimate. Fucking, I don't know. Feels like 100 years later.
Yes.
Just about almost, probably like 70, 80 years later. She also opened her own wrestling school and helped other women who wanted to pursue the sport. The fucking workhorse of a lady. she is in the Professional Wrestling Hall of Fame. She also, after she passed away, because I think she passed away in the 80s,
I think it's 81,
89,
February 18th,
89.
Oh,
it
was February 18th.
You got that. Good job. After her death, she was actually inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame as well,
which I thought that was pretty cool and interesting.
Yeah, crazy. That was a great, and I had not heard of her. Oh, how funny, there's a little picture of her poster from Jacksonville.
Mm-hmm. Follows me everywhere.
Yes. Yeah, so my mom had brought her up to me, like, I don't know what she was watching, she saw it somewhere. And then when you suggested this kind of for our Mother's Day thing, I was like, that's really smart, like, I think that's great. Because I didn't know anything about her.
I didn't either, so it was kind of cool. Like, I just kind of googled the mother of wrestling, and then, you know, because Google's amazing, it gave me the top 10 mothers who also wrestle, and it was like nowadays women that are mothers in wrestling. I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me, this is not what I wanted, fucking assholes.
Yeah.
That was
infuriating. I like seeing the history of wrestling too, like seeing where it came from, because it was real, real gross and kind of like scuzzy for a while. I mean, it still is, let's be real.
Yeah.
But yeah, especially women's wrestling. I know a lot of people know who like Mae Young is. A lot of people know who the Fabulous Moolah is. I mean, she's got a little bit of a past on her, but she I know does. A ton of the like that, like the Glow era wrestlers, which I freaking love, even though it was like campy as hell. But yeah, I mean, these women have been around since the fucking 30s, probably earlier.
Yeah, that's kind of why I was like, okay, we'll just take it as far back as I can find it. But I feel like Mildred Burke just really pushed and pioneered to try to get it to be a legitimate sport.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of just accepting being a vaudeville performer.
Right. Yeah, it was more of a actual love of the sport than just a performance for her.
Yeah. And then we watched the only two matches I could fucking find, which was Burke versus Patsy Miller in 1941, and then Mildred Burke versus Mae West in the 1950s. It didn't even give me a specific date.
Just like, here you go, it's the 50s.
The 50s.
You can guess.
Yeah. She's a freaking spitfire. Holy shit.
Yeah. Those two matches, even though they're clips kind of put together, it was really good. The first one is so short, so anybody who wants to watch it, please, like, just Google that.
It's like a minute and 32 seconds or something stupid.
She's like so insane in it, and it's so great. Like, she flipped that woman over and just put her on her back. I was like, oh my god,
she did. And then in the 1950s, where she's fighting Mae Weston, I love that she just like kept wrapping her up in the ropes.
Yes.
And then, like, the ref was fucking killing me, because he was like, you could tell he was like, bro, knock it off. And she was like, what, fuck you, what, say something. Yeah. I'll fucking wrap you up in the ropes.
Yeah.
It was fucking awesome.
It was wonderful. So yeah,
that's our little wrestling Mother's Day history for you guys.
Yeah.
Super fun. And then next week is my birthday episode.
Birthday episode. And we're going to make her watch brutal ass shit,
which is so perfect. So perfect.
I was going to say, what match is it?
I think it's The Rock.
Is it The Rock and Mick Foley?
I think so. Fuck. I'm excited for this. This will be fun. But yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So yeah, Amanda's birthday episode will be Mankind versus The Rock Royal Rumble 1999, which I'm really excited for, because it's fucking gross.
I'm stoked. I can't wait.
And then
I might watch it tonight.
I'm gonna make you watch Beyond the Mat after that.
So oh my god.
Four little kids crying in the audience.
I'm for it.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Yeah, so that's next week, so everybody better be nice to Amanda on that.
Yeah, or I'll fucking choke slam you or something.
Yeah, we'll come after you.
I'll fucking chop you.
Oh yeah, Amanda's, I mean, pro chopper. I can you know, I'm short, I'm kind of stubby, but I can freaking super kick like the best of them.
That would be so sick. Yeah, if you fuck with us, we'll super kick and chop you. Yeah,
it's over.
It's gonna be great. Okay, so that's everything for tonight. Happy Mother's Day to all the moms out there. Yeah,
happy Mother's Day, guys.
Mother's Day to the plant moms and the cat moms and the dog moms. Just fucking happy Mother's Day. I don't even care if you're a mom. Happy Mother's Day to you.
Yes, if you consider yourself a mother to something, happy Mother's Day.
Exactly. We don't discriminate here. No. So you can find us on Instagram at
How to Talk Wrestling Pod.
Or on the Twitter at
HTTWpod.
And then there's the good old email.
It's helltopaymanagement@gmail.com. Hell, two is the word two. paymgmt@gmail.com.
And then if you listen on an application that allows you to rate, review, and subscribe, please do that. Yes. Because that would be very nice of you.
Don't disappoint your mother. Please give us a nice rating.
Yes, your mother would want you to rate and subscribe to us. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's it. Have a good one. Happy Mother's Day. Bye.
Bye.
This has been a Count Out Podcast.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.